every 2 months, walks from our house all the way up to Safari Road and picks up the trash. It's my husband who goes out with the shovel and throws the roadkill that's going through the trash into the woods. The nightly rentals aren't doing that. The owners of the rentals aren't doing that. It's the neighbors that are doing that. And so I ask that you consider that there are other things. My other complaint is that we have now built all the vacation homes off of 265, and that's fine, except 265 has no shoulders. I drive that road at least twice, if not four times a day. And now, since we have all the vacation rentals, which is fine, we have accidents because there's no shoulders. And an accident off that road is people roll down the mountain. We have the same problem on our narrow streets of Skyline and Lone Pine. The roads are narrow. We play chicken with the school bus. We play chicken with the trash trucks. We play chicken with construction workers and lost campers with towing their RVs and their boats. That's part of living in a tourist area. But nothing is done to make the road safer. Paving it, like you did when the Chateau Ridge at the top was built, didn't do anything. It didn't widen it. It didn't put a stoplight at Safari Road and 265. And now we just have more congestion and more problems with the infrastructure. So I ask that you consider that. And in the process, once you open up Skyline to more rentals, then it will just be a matter of time before we're all back here arguing over we don't want any more construction of rentals down that little street, because it will once again become more gray huts built one on top of the other without a tree there, and all the reason that people come to see the lake and the beautiful landscape will be gone. So by opening it up for these two to continue to be rentals or to become a rental, you will destroy a neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, I'm Becky Penrod. I live at 748 Skyline Road. I do have pictures. I don't know if you have them, Scott. I sent them to your office.
You guys got, Marla sent you those pictures from Ms. Penrod. Yeah.
Please deny this. That is my request. I am the resident at the end of Skyline Road, just past this nightly rental. Trash has been indescribable. Animals have gotten into that trash dumpster and drug it down to my house, practically. The amount of traffic that is now on our road, and I don't care what anybody says, I go up and down that road every day. That is a one-lane road. You cannot get two cars passing on that road. The trash truck, there is no place for it to turn around to empty that dumpster. He backs down my drive. And he drives very fast. So twice now, as I am leaving home to go out, the trash truck is backing down. And I don't know if any of you have experienced that, but it is nerve-wracking, to say the least. My husband and I have lived there over 40 years. Please, please. Overnight rentals have no business on that road or anywhere in our neighborhood, as far as I'm concerned. There is one other item I'd like to address. The end of that road is owned by the State Highway Department. And that was paved just prior to this party buying that. It's owned by the state, and I've talked to Brandon Williams. The county won't touch it because they don't own it. It had water standing on it last winter. So with that trash truck going up and down that asphalt, and there was no work done before that asphalt was poured, and we already had substantial chuck holes going. So I think anybody that's lived here in this county knows that's probably going to break up in relatively short order. So who's going to fix it? That's my other question. Please deny this project. It's not good for our neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hello. My name is Jim Webb. My wife and I live at 1231 Skyview Drive, which is further down Skyview Drive. We were here in requesting that this nightly rental not be approved under the old rules. I'm not sure exactly what the timing was for that, but it's been a few months ago. And when I mentioned that we lived down that far, the comment from the commission was essentially we live too far away to have a dog in this fight. And so I want to address that issue for just a moment, because this isn't just because we live a little ways away from this nightly rental. Nightly rentals, and if there's anything I can say that would summarize what I would like for you to believe, is that nightly rentals have no business in a residential neighborhood. I don't care whether it's single family or whether it's multifamily. They were designed, and I would presume, somewhat zoned either before or after the fact by this commission to be residential areas. And now, just because the rules have now changed, all of a sudden we want to change, or at least the request is being made to change this from a residential property into a nightly rental property. And I'm assuming that that's going to hard code that decision for perpetuity. So I urge the commission to keep this whole area, which has always been residential, to keep it residential. Now, I believe, and I could be wrong about this, but I wasn't here in time to hear everything about the presentation, but I'm assuming that this is being made because if this property is now sold, it's going to remain a nightly rental, I would assume, until it's sold, and then it would have now to be to revert back to a residential property without the nightly rental approval on it. So now we have encroachment upon, if this is approved, that will be permanent, and it would be a rental, which is an investment property, not a residential property. I ask that you keep this a residential property in line with all of the other properties in this area. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else on this row? Sir, in the red back there, did you sign up to speak?
Road.
Okay. I saw you come in later, so when that comes up, we'll get to that. So have we gotten everyone that wanted to speak on these issues or these two properties? You want to come back up?
I will. I'm not sure what to say, but
we've been using it for over a year, 514 or almost a year, with no complaints. Nobody's called and made us aware of trash or anything else, and it is a multifamily unit. So it is an investment property. I mean, I think that's what anybody would use it for. And I believe we're over 1,000 feet away from any other house, from our front door to anybody else, because there's a big, I'm not sure the distance, but we're down the hill. You can't see anybody else's house from our front door. So we're down there by ourselves that you can't even see the house. We overlook the chateau across the field, you can see, and there's no houses in between us. You do have to go down a driveway to get to our house, yes, sir. MoDoc owns the first road, if that's what you're talking about. The people we bought it from paved the road. They actually paid for it out of their pocket and blacktop to the property.
Okay, you don't have to go by Mr. Penrod's?
I have to go by nobody's on our street skyline. We are the first house, and there's two past us, so we don't go down there. And one of them is a nightly rental, and only one person on the street showed up. Besides, everybody else doesn't even live in the neighborhood. You don't even pass our house to get to their house.
Any other questions for the applicant?
I have a question.
Ma'am, you had an opportunity to speak, and you didn't sign up.
And we have full-time maintenance people here because we do have multiple nightly rentals here. So we have full-time maintenance to take care of any problems, any issues, to take care of, address anything if there's any issues or problems. Within, you know, 20 or 30 minutes, be over there and handle any complaints.
Any other questions, comments?
Who put the dumpster out there? Who pays for the emptying of the dumpster?
We pay for the dumpster, and we have it emptied, I think, every week, I believe. I mean, we could probably move it further down if that made it better, because it sits at the corner.
In other words, your rentals are the only ones supposed to be putting stuff in the dumpster.
Yes, sir. It sits at the first of the driveway, so we could move it further down the hill. I think he moved it. I think he put it there because it was easier to get in and out, more than likely.
And it's supposed to be emptied?
I believe once a week. I mean, I don't want to tell, I'm not 100% sure on that, but as needed. You know, we set up a contract once a month, every 2 weeks, every week, or whatever, you know. And it's empty more during the summer, I know that, because there's more use during the summer.
We've just been supplied pictures that show it overflowing. So, and you know, the location of it, basically everyone in that community gets that experience of seeing that when they drive by. So,
yes, sir.
I think that's part of the concern. Okay.
Well, we needed to move it or empty more or whatever else. We're open to, you know, work together with neighbors and everybody else, whatever we need to do.
And I'll just give you, and this is my personal opinion, you know, we went through the zoning portion to identify what's R1, R2, and there are certain situations where we've recommended for and against to give zoning, but basically what this would do would imprint this as a nightly rental in perpetuity, and which was really not the purpose of the zoning at the time. So a special use permit that you have, and just so everyone's aware, half of what we're talking about is already a nightly rental, and as long as this gentleman owns it, it's going to be a nightly rental. So we're asking, or not we, he's requesting consideration being given to the second nightly rental. We can't do a special use permit based on how the zoning was redone since they received that. So his only option now is to come for a rezoning to NR3 because it's a duplex. So he is coming to us doing what he can do to try to get the other duplex as a nightly rental, but it just would be a zoning change versus a special use permit.
You couldn't apply for a conditional use permit for the other half of the duplex?
No, it's not allowed anymore with the zoning.
That's right. We changed that too. And we turned it down the last time. The Board of Adjustments is the one that gave the conditional use permit.
That part I don't know, Scott.
This is the first time we've come on this particular side. We just were busy with other. Yes, sir.
But the other half, if you did deny.
We did deny.
So to answer your question, George, November the 8th, 2021, the special use, that would have been a conditional use permit, was made, or the vote was made that night for 514. The Planning Commission's motion to deny was based on the width of Skyline Road at the duplex drive to the main road being narrow and will not provide safe access to the duplex, and no documentation was provided to the Planning Commission for an easement on MoDOT. And the driveway and Skyline Road is not sufficient for the number of vehicles the nightly rental use will generate. And I don't remember, I remember the MoDOT easement document was brought, but I don't remember the argument conversation that had the Board of Adjustment not agree with those other two parts of the decision.
But it was over, the decision was overturned, the way I read it.
It was.
Over information that we didn't have available that
You didn't have that document of the easement, correct?
Any other questions for the applicant? Or, ma'am, you've already had your time to speak. Any other questions for the applicant or discussion amongst ourselves to get to a motion for further discussion? And again, this motion is a recommendation for approval of denial of the application. And because it is rezoning, I'll have to read a specific motion when we get to that point for two, and we'll need two separate motions. And which 514 is the one that has the conditional?